Simply Done, the podcast network.
Damn, favorite Hall & Oates song.
Oh, now that's a tough one. I do like Hall & Oates, so I could go with You Make My Dreams. I could also go with Rich Girl. Say It Isn't So, She's Gone, A Dull Education. But if you press me for just one, I think I'll go with Out of Touch.
Whoa.
But I'm out of my head when you're not around.
Da-da-do.
Pop, pop, pop. The man's got no legs. Dance on your knees. That's the beginning of it.
It is. Why does he say that?
At the beginning.
Who is this? Stone Cold Steve Austin?
I don't know.
Diamond Dallas Page.
Is it? You usually say it in the front.
Diamond Dallas Page. He goes, you, what are you doing? If I was a wrestler, that would be my catchphrase. Like,
what are you doing?
I go, what are you doing? But I do it like, you know, like, what are you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, in the red corner, get it up for more!
Everybody, what are you doing?
That'd be pretty good.
I grew up like wrestlers, like Dusty Rhodes.
Oh,
all these,
look who's here.
Like all the wrestlers be like,
look who's
here.
Hey, Scare Master.
Oh, you got the North Face back.
Get your hands off of me.
Hey, Perry, look at me. It's Wolfie.
Watch out. Just get through there.
Wolfie's here. Yay.
What are you doing? What's the matter?
Take
it easy. What are you doing?
Dude, there's a lot of fucking shit going on.
Take it easy.
Relax.
It's almost like you're bleeding from your ass or something. That's how bad it seems.
Yeah, you already know, huh?
What? Know what?
That's exactly what's going on.
What?
You got it.
Oh, no. You've been getting into some rough trade?
You're bleeding from your ass?
Yep.
Oh, buddy, you have to slow down. I know you're celebrating, but you got to slow down.
Celebrating?
Just slow down. You know what? I know you. When you have multiple partners, multiple anonymous partners, things are going to happen. Things are going to tear and rip. But
yeah, you have to understand. Protect yourself, Scare
Master.
Yeah,
what, left hand, right
hand? You're too important, people. You remember when you used to do that left hand, right hand joke when you said you went to sleep and you dreamt you were skiing, but then you were really jerking off two dudes?
I remember that. That was a great joke.
Remember
what are
that
you
joke, Scare Master? You go. You used to go, hey, I went to sleep last night with some buddies and I fell asleep and I had a dream I went skiing. I had my ski poles like this and like this and my ski poles like this and like
no,
this.
No, I never said anything.
You did too.
I never said anything.
It was
like
a
that.
Joke of yours.
I never said anything
it
like
was
that.
A well, joke.
We'll go to our.
Well, let me tell you
no,
something.
No, stop.
I'm sure
stop.
Start the show.
Stop the show.
Shut up.
No,
when you
no
start...
don't tell me to shut up.
I'm not
dude.
Telling you to
very
shut up. I'm telling
track.
This guy to shut up.
Don't tell Maul to shut up. Where it's a little pre-show banter, for God's sake.
You know what else? You know what else is pre-show? This song right here.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, I'm your old pal, Don Barris.
I'm Maul.
And I'm the Scare Master.
And did you just burp at the beginning of this whole thing?
I don't know.
You keep it classy and sassy.
Well, we've got quite a show on. For the people turning in, this is kind of sad. For the people turning in to see our interview with Donald Sterling and V. Stiviano, is that how you say it? Stiviano?
That's how I say it.
Yeah, well, they canceled out, and they're not going to be here today. So, but you're going to have some fun. We got a big show today. We got a lot of things that we're going
to
be talking about.
I have an
Perry, well,
let me ask you guys a question.
Hold on. Your announcement can be made during Perry's corner.
Just be Stiviano.
Perry, no. You are going to do it with. Stop right there. You don't.
Is she involved with the Stevia sugar substitute fortune? Because why would she have to make.
V. Stiviano?
Mouth
are you talking
love
about?
On that old man if she's got all that Stevia money coming in.
According to her, she never made love to him. They're just platonic friends.
Like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. And that happens a lot. Some girl from the inner city gets to meet a multi-billionaire, and he's not interested in sex.
Well, I had a really had hard time with the things that he said about HIV when my good pal Scare Master is
back. Fuck off, motherfucker! What are you?
You're defending what Donald Sterling
said?
No, I'm
defending the fact that I never got involved.
Hold on, right there.
This will be the last fucking show.
No, it isn't.
You fucking prick.
Oh, shut up, Perry. For God's sake.
Well, the things he said were reprehensible.
Absolutely.
Dude. No
and we
place
do not take Perry's opinion
like
on this.
I'm sorry. The views made by Scaremaster are not representative
absolutely
of
not.
The other members of the Big Three, being myself and Scare and Dan.
And if I've said it once, I've said it a million times. To me, there's one race, and that's the human race, and let's leave it at that.
But anyway, Scaremaster, when he said those things about HIV, I felt really bad for you. I felt bad for you because, for one thing...
Why would you feel bad for me?
Well,
I don't have HIV. I'll never get HIV, so fucking drop your stupid, ignorant, moronic, retarded thought of me having HIV.
All right, I want to
have anything to do
Perry,
with
Perry, stop!
Fuck off!
Perry, stop!
Fuck off! And you telling
shut
me to
up.
Stop? You
no,
better
you
shut
better
up!
Perry,
shut up
Perry,
right the fuck now! And I'm going to read this fucking
show.
Thing!
No, you're not! I have to do something at the top of the show.
Can I just say one thing, please? Can I just say,
please.
Scaremaster, I didn't like Donald Sterling saying that kind of stuff.
It's Donald Sterling.
You don't know that for sure.
I didn't like Donald saying that stuff about HIV because I know for a fact that you can't stand HIV.
You have a T-shirt with that on it. And I have a little bone to pick with you before you do anything. You're going to be able to read that during Perry's Corner. We'll do Perry's Corner right at the beginning.
Scaremaster, do you hate AIDS?
I hate what causes AIDS. I hate the fact that homosexuals are gay.
Blood transfusions?
I don't do
intravenous drug use?
No, I'm not interested in any of that.
Okay, I'm going to read this email that Perry sent to me. Don Barris, I'm writing to formally announce that I am done with you and the Big Three for good.
That was not me.
You please listen, and then you can respond to it. I don't want you to interrupt one more time. You've been holding me back for years, and it's time for me to listen to someone who's truly looking out for my best interest and take my career to better places. I would say that it was nice knowing you, but it wasn't. I know I have a friend who has shown me the light. So suck my dick, Don, and you're never getting your Tommy Bahama shirts. Oh, yeah, and you were right. I'm gay. Perry F. Caravello.
I never wrote that. I never wrote that.
Did he send $10?
I never wrote that.
No.
Scaremaster.
But he sent it an email. And then on Twitter, you're blowing up. Can I read some of the things he put on Twitter? Simply Don 1 is a liar.
I never wrote
and
that.
And I have proof that he's part of Al Qaeda. Women, stop sleeping with him. To him, you're nothing more than a fuck.
I never wrote that.
Another one.
This is
Simply Don screwed me over, and I have proof his dick isn't bigger than 9 inches. I'm reading
Whoa,
on
how do
it.
You have that proof? Scaremaster.
I would never.
I am stalled. Let me finish. Let me finish.
I would never write this shit.
Simply Don. Don
shit.
Barris is the devil himself. I want the world to know what a bad guy is.
Do not announce the guy that wrote this.
Simply Don 1. Admit it, Don. You don't care about any of the women you have sex with. The real Molininsky is a moron. Simply Don 1 is an overbearing ass. Tom Brennan, New York, is a freak. I'll be working with someone else very soon.
That's
respond.
Not, I did not write
respond.
This. I'm going to tell you exactly what I wrote right here.
No,
okay,
wait a second.
Let me ask you.
You
a
want
question.
Me to
Scaremaster?
Hold
first,
on. We got to go into your
first
theme song.
First, respond
Let
to
me
that
ask
remark.
You one question. Let me ask you.
Let
one
him
question.
Ask a question.
Somebody hacked.
Let him ask a question.
Bone.
Somebody hacked my computer.
Answer his question.
Bone what?
That's who you asked Dan before.
I don't know what you're saying, and I'm not going to answer anything after the word bone.
Okay, so, hey, wait a second. I think we know this song.
Well,
that was a long time ago.
Opener.
We already did
that.
That
was a long time ago.
Okay. Hey, by the way, I've got some good news for Simply Down the Podcast Network. This is something that will involve the Scaremaster. People keep asking me about bringing back the comedy Pier Rock Resurrection, and I got to tell you something. I think that that show has to be something special. And I just don't have the passion for it anymore. I don't know if I can do that. So I'd like to ask you if you and Lisa would like to do a half-hour comedy Pier Rock Resurrection.
Sure.
Okay.
I'll.
Okay, get in touch with Lisa and we'll take care of this. What are you doing over there, Mole?
I was just looking up some stuff. I want to talk about my business.
Look, can you let him finish what he's saying, for goodness sake?
Well, some stuff happened over at Moles Vets this week that I'm going to have to talk about.
What's that?
I was involved with an incident on a test drive.
Yeah, go on.
You know how everyone goes, hey, man, you can't jump a...
While you're thinking of that, can I just say something that we didn't bring him back on last week, but he's here today. Everybody say hi once again to Wolfie.
Hi, everybody. Good to be back on the show. Good to keep us going. Hey, Perry, you look like shit.
I feel like shit.
Tell us about your bloody asshole.
No need.
All right, what were you saying, Mole?
You know how when you know everyone always goes, you can't jump a Corvette because the body's made of a lot of fiberglass and
I've heard that.
In half?
I've definitely heard that.
Well, but you didn't believe it.
Nope, I didn't.
Okay. So, you know what? Here's the thing. You should have believed it.
What's that?
That it'll crack in half.
It will crack in half?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Well, I was out with a couple. A couple of couples, actually. It's a two-seater, but I'm able to shoehorn a bunch of folks in there if you just really relax and take some, you know, just like a bite of a DRP. I have a box of them, the Quincy left.
Right.
And so we got a bunch of people in there, and I was like, you guys want to see a Corvette jump and not crack in half? And they're like, yeah. They've been like, yeah. And we hit this, like, ramp that I made. Uh-huh. And it cracked in half. So I'm not allowed to go on test drives. I'm on probation for a while.
Now, are you a vet salesman?
I'm a vet salesman.
You don't own the company?
Well,
the dealership, I should say.
Here's what happened. There's another salesman now, William Lohman.
I know Willie Lohman?
Willie Lohman, yeah. New salesman on the floor, and he is good.
I would imagine
well,
he would be excellent.
I'm pretty good. And I think I'm the best, but Willie Lohman won the steak knives this month. Well, that's why I'm going to need you, Scare Master. I need your help a little bit here.
Perry will help you.
I never ask you for anything.
Look.
And I'm coming to you, fedora in hand.
What do you want?
I need you to buy a couple Corvettes for me.
With what? My good looks?
Well, that's, yes. I do, yes. With your good looks.
Would
you be willing?
Stupid fuck. I don't have 20 bucks in my wallet.
That's not
to fucking take my girlfriend out on our 20-year anniversary.
Who's your girlfriend?
This fucking Saturday.
Who's your girlfriend? Is this the girl from the rainbow?
Terry.
Oh, by the way,
Terry, what's going on? You taking her for a pedicure?
I don't have shit for this, our 20-year anniversary.
Why don't you just do the toes back at the house and, you know, get cozy?
Go fuck yourself.
Speaking of anniversary, I think this upcoming week, it's been 22 years. This is where I met a young, scary Perry. He was filled with energy.
22 years ago.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what's going on with you, Mole? You seem very busy right
now. Well, here's my thing now. I'm going to be selling Corvettes off Craigslist.
Right.
Now, what I do is I'm going to be telling you guys about some Corvettes that are currently available on Craigslist.
Are you talking about Mattel Corvettes? Matchbox toys.
I'm talking about a 1994 Chevrolet Corvette.
I don't have hatred in
my heart. With merely 203,000 miles. How'd you like to pick up a baby like that, huh? How'd you like to spend $6,000 and head on down to Southern California, pick yourself up a beautiful California car, and the transmission shifts without any noises or clunks anymore?
Give me $6,000 to be able to spend on a.
You know what we should do?
Tires are in great shape.
We got to get into the show a little bit. And guess what we have today? This is very exciting for everyone here. We haven't done this for quite some time, but it's where the audience out there, the fans, they get a chance to say what's on their mind on today's $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Now, if you've never heard the $10 shout out before, you write a letter. Now, we have all these different rules. We're probably not going to read a bunch on the air anymore because we were getting to the point where over half the show was filled with $10 shout outs. We appreciate that. And it's so hard to send things back to you.
It's so hard.
Everything around in your life revolves around Boys to Men, doesn't it?
It really does.
That's cool. There's nothing wrong with that. Again, the rule on this, we're going to take $10 shout-outs, but we're going to only read about three or four on a show. We may put some off to another week, but
here's the deal. We can't send anything back to you. It would take too much and all that. So if you want to write us and you want to say something to us, you can send us a $10 shout out, but we don't know if it's ever going to be read on the show.
End of the road.
So
end of the road. It's now impossible.
Well, you know what? We only have a couple today. So if you would, Mo, why don't you start with the first one?
This is kind of exciting. Okay. First $10 shout out back. And you know who's made out to?
I have no idea.
How about this?
How about what?
Who do you think they would send the first $10 shout out to?
Could be you. Could be Don. Could be me. Or it could be Mary Jane. Who knows?
Ladies and gentlemen, the first TDS back.
Why are you throwing it to me?
It's to you.
He was just doing it to you.
Can you hand that to me, please?
All right. And he throws it over there.
Perry, I'm ashamed to say I was once in the system. The consequences were terrible. My hair became frightfully greasy, and I developed a voracious appetite for bulk spaghetti, marinara sauce, and scamming the government. I took to wearing a garbage bag jacket and an empty black shoebox for a hat. Yeah, funny. Also, I owed 5 pairs of jam shorts to a guy I was in love with. Oh, brother. The one guy who could get me a hearing to get out of the system, but I turned it around, and so can you. I got my man his shorts, and I got my hearing. And after a few days of drinking milk and letting homosexuals touch my CDs, I was let out of the system. And I now enjoy a prosperous showbiz career.
That's pretty easy, Scammaster.
Sincerely, Bradley Cooper.
Oh, that's
what
really
a crock
right.
of shit.
What?
He's doing pretty good.
That's a lie.
He was recently, I think the year before last, he was voted the sexiest man in the world by People Magazine.
Yeah, Master, all you got to do is drink some milk and let some come over to your house and touch your CDs.
Or just eat a block of cheese. That's another way. All right, we have a second $10 shout-out. I know these guys. Let me give you a quiz, guys. Who is Justin and Alicia Spade? Do you have any idea?
Oh, yeah.
Who are they?
David Spade's parents?
No. No, that's a good guess. Do you have a guess?
I was going to say it's somebody related to David Spade.
Oh, no. Sam Spade. Sam Spade's
no,
kids.
No. You're talking about the Humphrey Bogart movie that he played that Sam Spade character?
Mm-hmm.
No. That's not him either.
The Maltese. The Maltese.
Falcon? Maltese Falcon?
The Maltese.
What is it?
The Maltese, Scaremaster, help me out here.
I just said it, the Maltese Falcon.
I'll get it.
Just keep thinking. We got nothing but time. All right, well, why don't you think about it, and we'll come back to it.
Okay.
No, Justin and Alicia Spade are the people that made those three dolls.
Cool.
And while we were off, they made another doll of Look at Who It Is. It's Mary Jane.
Man.
Look at that. All right, let me read
the doll.
Dear Don, Mole, and Perry, in my previous shoutouts, I sent a crocheted dolls and used the alias Alexander Hamilton to do so. I did this because I did not want Perry to sue me. Yeah, I know the feeling. I apologize, Don and Mole. I know you guys do not allow the use of fake names. Well, why would you? I include with this letter a crocheted doll of one Randy Callahan. Why does that name sound familiar?
Whatever.
There he is. You also find an envelope.
I think we should talk about that, dude. I don't think he wants really to have to go through like Perry, thinking about Perry and all that stuff.
This guy that we were talking about, I've noticed that when he's mentioned around Perry, it upsets Perry. So
then stop talking about
him. Okay. Do you want to listen to what I'm saying, or do you want to interrupt me again?
I haven't done anything to anybody, and you've accused him of terrible things.
Terrible
and all
things.
He did was love you for a short time.
Well, he helped him out with his career.
Helped him out with your career and showed you some attention.
Shut up, motherfucker.
Just showed you attention you'd never had before. Well, anyway, I'll read on. You also find an envelope containing photographs which depict Randy and Perry engaging in some risque activities in Randy's office.
Oh, really?
Well, do you want to see the pictures? Oh, look at this one. Oh, look at this one.
See, again, you can't really tell what that is. Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah, you can.
It's two dolls. But you see what he's doing right there?
Yep. Oh, yeah, I do. Whoa.
All right, finally.
It's like
I have
a Mr. Microphone commercial.
Bullshit.
Finally, I've proposed a game of chance for Mr. Caramello. Enclosed is a $20 bill and a pink tube containing a mystery item. Looks like a wad of money. If Perry chooses the tube, the $20 is split between Don, Mole, and Mary Jane. If Perry chooses the $20, the tube goes to Don, Mole, and Mary Jane. I hope you've chosen wisely, Scaremaster.
What are you
gonna sincerely
choose, Scaremaster?
Oh, look at this.
Let me see what's in the tube.
No, you got to guess.
Well, can I have the tube, please?
You want the tube instead of the $20? Okay, so we split the $20. The tube is yours.
Whoa, lucky.
Thank you, Justin and Alicia Spade.
You can keep your doobies in there.
And that was today's $10 shout-outs.
$10 shout-out.
What is it?
So these are fake.
What?
It's a fake tube?
Or are these real?
Oh, look at that. It's $100
what?
Bills. Oh.
Are these real or are they fake?
Who's in the picture in there?
They're fake $100
bills. Let me see. Let me see if they're fake.
Or are they real?
Let me see. I'll give it back. It looks like John Q. Adams on the... Mole, don't. Oh, you stupid.
They were fake.
Now, these are real, dude. You can see the bar. Look.
Yeah, those are real.
Let me see something.
They're fake.
They're real.
They are real.
They're fake now.
Well, as the French would say, que sera, sera. What are you throwing things at me for?
Because
why? Now, I have a big, big three announcement to make. Get your pens, get your paper, get ready to write something down, because the weekend of August 15th, we'd like to invite everybody that would like to be part of this to come to Los Angeles to be part of our Big Three pilot / series.
Where are we shooting this
just
pilot?
Just shut the fuck up.
Yes, yeah,
do you understand
sir.
The pressure you
where
put
where are we put?
You tell us,
fuck
dude.
Up. You tell
can
us.
Can we shoot it in your apartment?
You try to shoot it in my apartment, and I will have
okay.
all of you
all right. well,
going
here,
to
here's
jail.
The, here's the thing.
There's no
here's,
fucking here's way.
Thing.
Anybody is
shut up.
Go to my apartment.
Shut up.
Again.
All right, listen to me.
Since when?
What we're going to do, we have 3 months about before we're going to shoot this. We don't know where it's going to be, you dumb fuck. Shut the fuck up. Let me read on. And let me tell you
my apartment is out of...
Shut up! You're repeating yourself, Scaremaster. You've made your point, but we have a great deal. We are going to have a little competition where we're going to have 8 lucky fans. Now, you are going to get to spend the entire weekend in Perry's apartment.
Oh, really?
There's going to be no cost to you, and that's
oh, really?
Going to be the weekend of August 15th. But we want to invite everybody out here to be part of our pilot / Big Three series. We really don't know what's going to happen. We're going to
nobody
shoot
stays at my
everything
house
we
I
can.
Tell them they can stay at my house.
All right,
house.
Well, then tell them right now.
They're not staying at my house.
8 lucky fans. You cook breakfast.
Nobody's staying at my house.
Is
all right, let me ask you guys this. Who's got $6,900 for a nice 1990 Corvette convertible in Whittier?
What's the... inside look like?
Well, it's got a spanking new 143,000 miles.
So we're going to draw names for the 8 lucky people that get to stay the entire
in
week.
In Don's apartment.
Okay, shut up, Perry.
Because nobody's coming to my house. My house is off limits.
To who?
Everybody, unless I invite them.
You get to go in there.
If I invite them, they can come over. If you invite them, they are not allowed on my fucking property.
Will Nick be there?
Nick is going to be there, yeah.
Is Tom Brennan going to be
no.
there?
No.
Why?
Because Tom Brennan's got his own place.
Why won't he stay with you?
He doesn't want to stay with me.
You don't know
I
that
don't
for
to
sure.
Stay, I don't want him to stay with me.
Why not?
Because there's no fucking room.
Well, you make room. You get rid of that couch. You put that on the fucking
oh, really?
Porch.
Oh,
yeah.
really?
Oh, really?
Well, fuck yourself.
No,
get rid of your couches.
I don't have a problem with that. I'm not having people stay over the weekend of
nobody
August
15th. Stays in my house but who I invite to stay in my house. I don't give a lying fuck who you want to invite to stay in my house because they're not invited in.
Since when?
If I don't invite them in, they're not invited in.
Okay.
You understand
me? Yes, I do.
You fucking bastard.
I do understand.
God damn it, now it's my turn.
No, I got to introduce your fucking corner. No, you shut up. I got to introduce the corner. And I was giving you a chance to invite them right now. That's why I was doing
it. Nobody's invited my house.
Why? I thought you said Nick was.
If I don't invite them, they're not invited.
Right.
So are we invited? Shut up. Are we invited?
Invite the people that you want right now.
You're not invited.
Why not?
Because I told you, you're never invited to my house again.
This is why you're bleeding from the ass.
Why? Why are we not invited, dude?
Because you guys throw yourselves at me like fucking animals.
We find you irresistible.
I got to tell you something. I'm looking at your face, and you seem sincere about this.
Listen, I think he's kidding. I think he's messing with us a little bit.
Are you kidding with us?
A little bit.
Get the fuck out of here.
Well,
I'm reading my fucking speech.
You got to wait until we introduce Perry's Corner.
Let me ask
Do it now.
Let me ask you a question,
Shoot,
though, first, okay?
Go ahead.
You know, the other week when we had, it was Dan's birthday and Scaremaster.
I sure do.
It was really kind of weird about it. Scaremaster, do you remember that?
I don't know.
When
I
it was
remember.
Dan's birthday. And you
I don't know.
It was when we had the cake.
And you wouldn't eat birthday cake because it gives dogs.
Because you jagoffs fucking threw the cake on me.
No, it gives dogs indigestion.
It was a mistake, and
no,
it was mainly your fault.
For my ass.
You Let are high you strong. You are high strung.
You're against birthday cakes, okay?
I'm against holidays.
Okay, let me ask you this. Are you against birthday cookies?
Oh, my God.
Could you eat this?
Now, when you say your
no!
God, is that your Javajo God, or who is that you're talking
what?
About?
What?
When you said, oh,
pronounce
my God.
Pronounce Jehovah God correctly.
Hey, how about Hova getting in a fight with his sister-in-law, Solange, in the
oh,
elevator,
that was
huh?
crazy.
This show is about to end.
No,
why?
It's
what
not.
Happened?
We have a little about a half an hour left.
I read this,
Wait
and
a
then
second.
It's
We're
over.
In the middle of... No, it's not over, Perry. Stop being a little baby. Stop being a number... What were you saying, Mole? Let's get back to that.
There's a what lot going on in the news this week. We haven't really talked about pop culture very much.
No, we haven't.
There's a lot going on.
What,
Scaremaster.
What do you think was the cause of that?
Well.
Between his sister-in-law and Jay-Z.
Okay. I don't know. You know, maybe he told her like the end of Game of Thrones and she hadn't watched it yet because they were both out.
That's a very good point because let's say that you were anticipating, hey, I can't wait to get home and watch Game
and
of
he's
Thrones.
Like, thinking and the other's like, man,
hey,
I can't
know.
Believe they... They, blah, I'm not going to say because this would be spoiler alert. And I,
blah,
really
blah, blah,
and
blah,
I don't
blah.
Understand what's going on. I don't know any of their characters' names, but I'll go with the kid who
right.
dresses up like an old man,
right?
Peter Dinklage. I think he's the one who's going to eat the dragons, or the dragon eats him. I don't know. Rodan's in it.
What do you think happened between Jay-Z and his sister-in-law?
And what do you think is going to happen between the Lannisters?
Who's Jay-Z and his sister-in-law, and who are the Lannisters?
Beyonce's sister.
Oh.
They had a fight in
the big fight that I saw in the news?
Tyrion.
I have no clue.
Jaime Lannister, the Kingslayer.
I have no idea.
No idea at all.
He gave the big giant.
Do you think
that was the worst name sword?
Do you agree with Mole and think that there's a real possibility that Jay-Z let out what happened on Game of Thrones before she saw the episode?
I know nothing.
Well, I'm just saying. What do you think? If you had to guess,
if her sister beat up what's his face. Because
what's your favorite Beyonce song, Scaremaster?
I don't listen to Beyonce, so I have no idea.
Why not? She listens to the podcast.
Put a ring on its mind. All the single ladies.
All the single ladies. Hands up. Hands up. If you like
Sing it. Along. All the single ladies.
If you like it.
Uh-oh. Is right. What's going on, Perry? What are you doing?
Don't worry about what I'm doing.
He's getting his fanny pack.
He's putting his glasses away.
Putting on sunglasses.
Sunglasses, taking his glasses off.
Why would you wear sunglasses inside a studio?
I'm not wearing my glasses. I'm putting my glasses.
Who's that guy in the Foster Grants? Who's that guy in the Foster Grants going to that movie?
All right. Well, as you know, a a lot of things have been going on with the podcast. We are heading towards a finale in August. As you know, we're going to be bringing people out here, and we're not exactly sure. Maybe there won't be a total of 8 people, but hopefully some people will be spending the weekend with Perry with the
con- Nobody but Nick is staying in my apartment.
Oh, okay, someone wants some alone time. Look at you two.
Nick is my bodyguard, asshole.
I bet he's got your body. But
you're a fucking homo.
Okay, let me finish what I was saying.
I need to read
all
my speech.
Right. You will get a chance, but let's just hold on.
God damn, you're a fucking animal.
What is going on with you today? You seem very upset.
Oh, I'm very upset.
Why are you upset? What did
mellow
we do?
Out. Just for a second. Take a deep breath. All right, hold it. No, go.
Oh, that's a deep breath.
And hold it.
No holding, nothing.
What? Perry, I'm trying to be your friend.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Right. Well, you're ruining the
show. Thank you for
okay,
for
I'm trying my very best
okay.
to get you online. By the way, some good news. I think possibly in July, you're going to have a meeting to get out of the system. We're not sure about a date, but there's a very good possibility that in July,
you
will have your meeting with the council.
As
okay?
long as it's not... The weekend
I can't hear you. Pull your shirt.
As long as it's not the weekend that I have my assembly, my religious convention.
When's your assembly?
I believe it's It's the week. It's the
Don't
weekend.
Don't tell me
July,
that it's July.
You guys probably do it on the 4th of July because you hate America.
9, 10, 11th, or 12th. Don't say it's one of those dates.
Do you do it? Do you do it on the 4th of July because you hate America so much? Because of how much you hate America?
9th, 10th, 11th. Yeah, that might be the time. This Javajo bagpipe ceremony
Jehovah's,
that you're getting ready for.
It's not a bagpipe. Pipe.
What are you doing with them?
It's a summer convention.
No. But
you guys have three-legged dog races?
Oh, that would be fun. You know what I'd like to see? Those dogs walking on their front legs.
Oh,
with
my
their
fucking God, help me.
It's horrible.
And then
assholes. I got no time for bullshit.
Okay, there is no time for bullshit. We're talking, Perry.
You're fucking bullshit.
No, again, I bring up something, and I'm not sure about this.
Get to see all the other Javajos at the picnic that you
haven't seen
for a long time. Scaremaster, let me ask you this, because there's
got
to be a lot of people.
I got no time for your bullshit.
I
Shut
have a
your
question.
Fucking
We're
mouth.
Doing
I'm
a podcast.
Question for you.
Let him ask the question.
One
then I have a question.
And then, I'm gonna...
then I have a question for you.
And I got to read this.
Then we'll introduce your corner, and everything will be okay. Then you read it. It's not a big deal. Mellow the. This is why your ass is bleeding. You put too much pressure on yourself. Relax, man. The world is great.
Stop putting things in there.
Yeah. All right. Now, what were you going to ask them all?
When you do the big Javajo picnic, and you guys, this is a big congregation. You haven't seen a lot of these people in a long time, and so you might not remember this face to that name. And you guys walk around. How long does it initially take for everybody to smell one another just so you can get reacquainted?
Or do you just
go
up
and, your ass.
Or do you just go up and read their collar and their little tag on there?
Shut the fuck up, both of you.
All right.
Announce my corner.
Hold
so
on.
I
said
how many
off.
Trees do they have for people to urinate on?
I'll bet you they've got
you're
a bunch.
Fucking, you're a sick, perverted, fucking, psychotic motherfucking
I'm not gonna lie.
Motherfucker.
I'm not gonna,
can I ask
so the next time you bring it up, I will never talk to you again.
I am asking
Perry,
you legitimate
Perry,
questions.
Perry,
you can clear up
please,
a lot of this
can
stuff.
Can I ask a question? You seem incredibly tense tonight.
I'm about
okay,
to fucking
please
blast
stop.
My fist
please
with
stop.
Fucking
please
edit.
Stop. I just have one question for you because I said something wrong a little while ago, and you've been bragging about going to your Javajo bagpipe ceremony. Now, what is
not
that?
Not a Javajo bagpipe ceremony. It's a summer religious
convention.
No, not
convention. That. Not that. But you keep saying, oh, I got to get bagpiped.
I never said bagpiped.
What are you talking about then?
He's the one that's saying.
No, I'm not. That's your picnic. That's
this is
the Javajo
summer.
Picnic.
This is the summer celebration.
But you
Jehovah's
say
Witness summer convention.
Okay,
and
but
so
we're
there's
not
a
talking
lot of
about
shedding
that.
Because of the season change.
Oh
right?
Yeah,
I mean it's got to be.
You're
insane.
Sick.
Now, do a lot of these.
I'm done talking to him.
Okay.
No more. No more. Right. It's over.
That's fair. But answer my question because I want to get this right.
Be serious.
Stop. I'm being very serious.
Racist, sexist, or,
okay.
or a pig.
Because you would never be that.
That's not the scare master that I know.
Yeah, no way. Now, here's my question. You've been bragging about this. You're going to go and study, and you're going to become a Javajo bagpipe ceremony.
You
baptized.
Are scare master?
Oh.
Getting baptized.
Okay, so you're Javajo baptism.
Whoa.
Okay.
So is
when
that
does
like
that
a,
happen?
Is that like a dip?
That'll happen within the next year.
And how long are you free from ticks and fleas for?
Do you get the whole bath, or how does that work? See, this is what I'm saying to you. Since you've decided that you're going to do this Javajo bagpipe thing, you have not been as...
It's a Jehovah's Witness baptism.
Okay.
Don't ever say bagpipe bullshit again.
Okay.
You're...
If I may say something, and I'm just speaking from a guy that's known you for 22 years now, this week... We have been together 22 years.
We've
been say it, Perry. Bit three. All right. So we've been together 22 years. And I'm going to tell you, since you've decided to do this, you're not as cool as you used to be. A lot of people are saying, what's the deal with the nerd on the show?
Vince?
And what we've... No, Vince is just a bore. He's not a nerd. He's a bore.
He's the one of those cool nerds that like takes off their glass and shakes his hair out and says, like, whoa, he's gorgeous. But then he goes out on the big date, but then he finds out it was just a bet with the other with the popular kids. And
so they're really mocking him.
And he runs home and he puts his glasses back on and he writes a column for the local paper. And everyone reads a column. They walk around the campus. Going,
I've actually had that happen.
That column really kind of touched
me. Can you announce my corner, please?
Just a second. Let's finish this thing because I just want to get this out of the way.
Go ahead.
Your whole Javajo thing is really putting a cringe on this show. All right?
Yeah, Scaremaster.
It really is.
It's cringeworthy.
You know, and we just want to know when this hobby's going to be over.
Hobby?
Yeah.
It's not a hobby.
The God hobby.
It's a lifestyle.
This is for real.
It's a Java hobby.
Can you keep it off the books until we're done with this in mid-August?
This year, yes.
You've been godless for this long.
Yeah. For God's sake.
Scaremaster, listen, if you are on a mission, if you're on a path of faith and discovery, we don't want to take that from you. And if that's where you have to be right now, then you go for it. You can forego being in show business because, as you know, this is a godless wasteland.
Oh, absolutely.
Utopia.
Keeps me everything either. I can do to stay religious to my Lord and Savior, which is different than yours.
So it's really you just got to pick what's more important to you. The church right now and their doctrines of what they're telling you. And you know, and that's great, you know, for getting that. And you get a treat every now and then and a nice walk and whatever that is. But, fame.
Fame. I'll go fame. What happens to you?
God.
I'm kind of on the
Jehovah
middle.
God is number one in my life.
Okay, so more than fame.
What would happen if you brought Mole and myself to the Javajo picnic? Well, would you?
You're
will
not,
we embarrass you?
Yeah, you guys would embarrass me because you guys would probably act like a couple of animals.
Will there be a lot of townies there?
What?
A lot of townies. Would there be a lot of townies, non-Javajos?
I don't know.
Like, what if we showed up in our flannel vests and we've had a couple of brewskis and we decided to pull our pickup truck into this religious thing? And
So you're gonna show up like a couple of fucking punk-ass hippies?
No, not hippies.
No, lumbermen.
Get arrested.
Lumbermen. We're like co-workers. And we pull them and say, hey,
what do you wear to the Javajo picnic?
What are you guys doing?
Can you wear shorts?
I wear a nice suit.
Does any of them wear like a turtleneck sweater? That's adorable when they do that.
Like we love those.
When it's like five below zero and you're...
Wearing
coats and shit.
That's not going to happen during
the summer.
We walk in,
Dan and I are sitting back there, we're looking over, and there's like a cute girl looking over at us, going like, I think I could change them. And we look up, and the elders look at us, and we look at the congregation, and I throw a stick
Announce
through the
my corner,
window,
please, so I
and
can read
everyone
this.
Takes off.
Announce my corner, please, so I can read this.
So, and then does the girl come over to us and talk to us while the elders chase the stick?
Yeah, the elders all chase the stick.
Let me ask you this. The elders who are in charge, they are in charge of the other Javajos, correct? They're the ones that are in charge. They're the ones that hold
them. They're the alphas.
So when they get the stick, do they fight over the stick and not get it to you, or do they just drop it?
Change the subject.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's time for your corner. Now, here's the deal. The bosses upstairs have said, we've got to get back to some of the other stuff that Perry has done. Now, in the past, Perry has been terrible. His movie time was garbage.
Movie time.
It was garbage.
One more time.
Oh, but it had the greatest theme song. Remember that?
You want to listen to it right now?
I do.
Hit it.
It's Perry's movie time. It's Perry's movie time. Perry's movie time.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, this isn't Perry's movie time. This is a bit... It was actually done on the Public Access show originally. Do you remember that, Mole?
If you remember it, you weren't there. You know what I mean?
Not really. I don't know what you mean. but this is a bit that the bosses upstairs suggest that we do. And today you have something for us, correct?
I have a speech.
Hey, let me ask you one quick question before we get into that. What were some of the questions you had for Donald Sterling if he was going to be here today? Because as you know, originally we were going to have Donald Sterling and his girlfriend, V. Stiviano. They were both going to be here. But
right.
He did that interview on CNN and they declined. What would some of the questions have been that you would have asked, Mole?
Oh, I go, hey, Donald. First,
it's Donald, not Donald.
Okay, you want to play Donald? Donald? You want to play
just
him?
Just shut up.
Well, you started doing it like you're correcting me. Are we mole playing?
We're not doing mole play. Oh, should we do mole play now?
If you fucking cut me off, I'll fucking leave and fucking not come back.
Perry,
I'm reading my
Perry,
fucking
Perry.
Speech.
Okay, Perry.
You fuck with
Perry,
me again.
Stop,
some
stop,
motherfucker
stop.
Here is going to get hurt.
Yeah, you. You make these threats, and Perry, I would.
I'm sick and tired.
Okay, but
of
Perry,
being
you
like
interrupted
shit.
Me.
You fucking disrespect.
Who's treating you like?
My
who's treating
religious
you like
beliefs.
I don't
you
disrespect.
You fucking call it Javo. It's Jehovah's Witnesses. You disrespect calling it.
I did not know
the
that.
True name. Oh, did both shut up? You lying fuck. Why don't you stop yelling, Perry? Yeah, it's me.
You tell
Wolfie.
Him, Wolfie.
Announce my corner and let me read. Let the guy do what he's wanted to do. He's the boss, Perry. Lighten the fuck up, you prick.
Wolfie, take it easy.
Scaremaster.
Right.
How do you say your religion's name?
Jehovah's Witness. Again. Now,
wait a minute. Wait till the music
maybe it's
comes.
Just I'm not hearing it wrong. Maybe
you're
I'm
a fucking
wrong.
Asshole, and you just want to be that way.
Okay,
stop! Shut up!
All right, can I introduce the piece?
Motherfucker! Please.
Okay,
are we talking about mole play now? Or?
No, not mole play. We're not going to do mole play until after. This
Oh, can
next
I say
beat.
This though?
Sure.
You played the beginning of Perry's Movie Time, but you never closed out Perry's Movie Time.
Well, there wasn't officially a Perry's Movie Time.
What movies have you seen lately, Scaremaster?
Well, let's not talk about that because he's going to do
Spider-Man?
No, he hasn't. All right, let's close out Perry's. And that was Perry's Movie Time.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
Before we get into this, one last thing, and then I'll introduce Perry's Corner, and then you can read it. Settle down. What would you have asked Donald Sterling if he was here?
I'm sorry for what happened.
No, that's
what
not
did
a,
you
that's
do?
Exactly.
Are you talking
sorry,
about that time with
I'm
that guy?
What
that,
he did.
What do you mean?
I'm sorry that he had to open his mouth like an idiot.
Do you think he was silly?
He was not thinking.
Let's say that someone was recording you a lot.
Someone does record me a lot.
Okay, but let's say that you said things that embarrassed you.
Someone already does record me and record.
Would you like that?
A lot of the embarrassing things that
you
I
say. You could get as famous as Donald Sterling if you release some of those tapes.
Oh God!
What do you think is your most racist recording?
You know what, Mole?
You got me.
I'm
in.
Reading this.
You got me in.
He
right
called you.
I
he
have
called
a, that's
you.
A legitimate.
Let
question.
Me just introduce Perry's Corner just so we can get this official.
What do you think is your most racist moment?
Answer the question, and then we get on Perry's
recording. I don't even remember.
But you have said some racist stuff.
Yes,
I remember when you got in trouble on the day that the O.J. verdict came out. Do you remember that?
Oh, I remember
no,
that.
Okay, you were making a delivery for your cousin's print shop, and you saw it on TV, and you used words that start with an N that I don't even
remember.
Okay,
it's so long ago.
But you got in trouble. I'll continue. Supposedly, the woman that was there watching you lose your mind was married to a black man. And you,
I don't even remember that.
Okay, so you don't remember getting in trouble with your family?
I've many times.
But I'm talking about this instance.
I don't remember that instance.
I remember you put poop on someone's car door handle at work.
What was that about?
That was...
What do you do? Did you just... Wait a minute.
Don't worry,
did you just pick your nose and wipe it on the couch?
Itch.
You picked your nose and you wiped it on the couch.
I wiped it on my shorts.
You first were going to wipe it on, throw it on the floor, then you wiped it on the couch.
I wiped my...
Just say you're sorry, Scaremaster.
I'm sorry, whatever.
All right, you know what?
Let me read!
Let me say this. For doing that, for wiping your snot...
I'm sorry.
On the couch, do you think we should do mole play first?
God.
I think we should hear that OJ call.
I don't know.
You know what?
Maybe not. Oh, you can. It's on the best of.
This is the last show if I'm not able to read.
Shut the fuck up. Why do you keep saying that? Do you understand?
Because you guys
listen
are
to me.
So fucking ignorant. I should have read this fucking thing with the beginning of the fucking
show. Why?
Because it's that fucking important.
No, what happened? It isn't. We'll get to it in a second. But Perry, you have to understand one thing. You're coming here and you keep telling the fans, I'm quitting.
That's right, I'm quitting because you guys are so unfucking professional.
All right.
You guys are both the most unprofessional fucks that Hollywood ever met.
Yeah, we both have
jobs.
What
do you mean? What do we do?
Because you're both a fucking...
We both have jobs. Do you have a job?
I don't.
So you might be a little more unprofessional
than us. I'm on suspension, but I could get my...
I didn't even know. Why are you on suspension?
Because I jumped that vet.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but it's only until... I just got to sell a couple of Craigslist ones. It's okay.
My turn, please.
Will you be able to sell that?
Oh, yeah. I've still got a lot of orders coming. I sold the cherries, a cherry vet. It's perfect for an up-and-coming family.
Wow.
My turn, please.
By the way, when you mentioned the cherries, they made an announcement recently. They won't be able to come out
here. They're boycotting it, huh?
No, they're not boycotting it. Because of health reasons, they can't fly. And that is the biggest bummer ever. Mary Jane, you have a comment.
It's baby Perry Cherry's fault. He ruined them coming out.
What?
The cherries are going to name their child after you, Perry.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's going to be Perry Cherry.
Cool.
And Perry Javo Cherry.
They're not going to be able to come out here.
All right. Well, can I read, please?
All right. Can I tell you?
You announced Perry's
I got
tomorrow,
it, and I didn't announce it because the song hasn't played. Did you hear the song play?
Do I have to hear the song play while we're doing the show, or is it going to be cut in?
Oh, just a second. Hold on. Hold everything. We got a call coming in. Can we take that?
No!
Perry, we'll do it right after because we got a call in. Can you send that call through for us, please?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hey, lover. Hey, lover. Hey, lover. Hey, lover.
Hey, homo.
I threw Vince in there for kicks. Guess whom's is?
It's Mr. Adams, obviously.
Mr. Homo.
Well, you've got that one straight. That's the only thing straight about me you're going to get. Perry, let me ask you. Did I see wrong, or did you recently have your hair did?
What?
What?
Yeah. Listen, quick query about your hair. Do you do a full blowout, upstairs, downstairs style? The reason I'm asking is I'd like to try out my new curling iron on you sometime. Sound delish?
Oh, I forgot to give him his pants, Mr. I'm sorry. Grab these skimmers.
Perry, grab those.
Got to give him the shorts. I'm sorry. I spaced.
Thank you.
Walt, yes. Give him the short, please. I swear you could screw up a Haitian divorce. Give them to Perry.
Yeah, that's it.
May I explain?
Yes, explain.
Please do.
Explain.
I'll explain. Listen.
What's it say?
What you are holding there, what those are, is a prototype for my new Beef Eater shorts.
Beef Eater?
My Beef Eater menswear, as you know, is back in biz. And these are no average court shorts. These are royal court shorts, like the royal court. You see what I'm saying? The royal court.
I would never wear them. Yeah.
Anywhom, I've been speaking to some investors.
Give them back to Mole, please.
And now, we're looking for the right spokesperson to put into those shorts. And it looks like everybody, but everybody wants to go with...
Me.
Me? Is it me?
Both solid, rock-solid choices. But the best, obviously, the best short wearer is undoubtedly Perrence.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not...
He's the shorts king.
But I will not wear shorts that say Beef Eater on the ass.
Perry, truthfully, no one can wear shorts like you. Hold those up. Just a moment. Just hold those up. Hold those up. We're working out an arrangement for compensation right now. I'll let you know the specs ASAP. All right? All right? I understand you'd want to get paid to wear them. And
big time.
Totally understandable. But in the meanwhiles, I know the shorts are rough hewn, but the final product will be... Say magnifique.
Wait, say how?
No, Perry, say that. Say magnifique.
I'm not...
Magnifique.
Whatever.
Yes, oui, très bien, très bien. Now, anyone there interested in the new Beef Eater jingle?
Oh, I'd love to hear it. You're always great at the jingles.
Stop it. Oh, come on.
You're great.
Take
a compliment.
All right, why not? Let's give it a whirl, shall we, and see what we have. I think we'll all enjoy this one. You ready? Yes. The difference with this one is we begin with the Nicholas Brothers, for it's a celebration of short shorts, tank tops, And here they come. They're dancing about the Nicholas Brothers. They've come to the stage, to the front. They're shaking their beef eaters. They turn, they grab the beef eaters. They turn over, they show the beef and the beef eaters. Are we ready? Everybody grab a hold of your beef eaters, because here we go. Me, 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 me. And feel free to shake it. The dance floor is open.
I'm shaking it.
You can wear them day or night. They're oh so short and tight. When you walk on by, all the boys will sigh, cause you're looking out of sight. Watching and masturbating, cause they see in your pants that they might have a chance with you. The denim is worn and frayed from being on his knees all day. The shorts, they are wild. They'll give a smile to the stranger in the next Denny stall. Your behind will sure matter. When your zipper goes down, you won't wearing a frown, it's true. Ooh, ooh. Here we go. Oh, here he comes like an orgasm. Watch out, boy, he's wearing beef eaters. Oh, here he comes like an orgasm. He's in beef eaters. Oh, here he comes like an orgasm. Watch out, boy, he'll tear off your Tommy Bahama shirt. Oh, here he comes like an orgasm. He's wearing beef eaters. Yes!
Uh-huh.
And we fade. Business thoughts.
Is it like the gin, the beef eater gin? Is that what it is?
No, Walter, it's not beef eater like the gin, though. That did lend some inspiration on cold nights, I will say. We're a different brand altogether, and I wish not to be litigated against. Now, our beef eaters celebrate the fact, as you can see, the beef eater is written on the tushy, beef eater on the tushy, because it is indeed the place, the very place, the tushy that eats the beef. Yes, yes.
Very clever and perfect for the Scaremaster.
Oh, yes, it is clever. It is clever. It's clever. Clever like what you get when you cross an Encyclopedia Britannica with a pair of beef eaters.
Smarty pants. You mean smarty pants.
Oh, perfect.
I do. But I wish that I didn't. I truly wish that I didn't. Toodles, love us.
Bye, Mr. Adams.
Bye, Mr. Adams.
Do you really think Scaremaster is the best at wearing shorts of all of us?
I think far and away he is.
Thank you.
Kind of his MO is, hey, there's the guy in the shorts.
Court shorts. He has the best court shorts.
Absolutely. Thank you. You know what we do? Here's what we do, because I think this could make you a little money. We should put a vine together.
Start selling beef eaters?
Where you put these on. They might be a little big. Just please listen to me.
After, put them on please, over these?
No. After the show, you just change into these.
I just try to put them on now. Put them on over those, maybe.
Well, it'll take too long, I think.
Okay.
I think so.
After. You think you can put them on now?
Over them. Yeah.
Yeah. Do it over them.
I thought you wanted.
These are 38s. I wear 36.
Well, it's not going to fit over your pockets and all that.
I think it'll look good.
Whatever.
Yeah, you may as well try it. Unless, try.
Well, we don't have much time, and I thought, you know.
I need to read this. Okay. This is an extremely important thing for me to read, or else you guys are all going to be in the black.
What does that mean exactly?
What does that mean?
Let me read
what
it.
Mean in the black?
That we're going to make a profit?
Orphan Black? Serious
that'll
Black?
That'll explain exactly what
back
I'm talking
black?
About.
Back in Black? I want to hear Back in Black.
Too
Black.
Back in Black.
Shut up, both of you.
All right, it is time.
This is the last show that I'll ever do.
The bosses upstairs want this back,
black,
so we're going to try it for a little while. Once again, one of our original pieces on this show. Here it is. Perry's Corner.
It's Perry's Corner.
Okay. Ink is black. Yes.
The page
now,
is white.
Shut
together
up.
We learn
shut up.
To read and write.
It's my turn.
The child is
it's black. My turn, motherfucker.
The child is white. What
it's
are you doing?
My turn.
It is with great sadness that I have to formally announce my retirement from social media effective immediately.
What?
Oh.
I'm very proud of the people that I have met, the success that social media gave me for the past decade, as well as my individual accomplishments, as I sit here
writing this,
I'm blessed
with all the people, fans, friends. Stop! What individual accomplishments have you reached?
Making Windy City Heat.
Well, you really had nothing to do with it.
That's, well,
somebody picked you up and you came there. I mean, seriously.
Okay. It was an individual accomplishment, though.
That's not... Do you really... Will you give him credit for that, then?
Selling skateboards and t-shirts? Credit?
Yeah, why not?
God.
All right.
You sold t-shirts? We sold t-shirts and we didn't make any money off?
That's not your business. Okay. That's not... You're not Scary Perry.
You failed at promoting rock and roll shows. Terribly failed at that. What were you going to say, Mary Jane?
The movie's pre-social media.
Oh.
Yeah, what's up with that, Scaremaster?
What?
Has this whole thing just been a scam?
What?
I sometimes wonder what's
going on. If I don't finish reading this, this will be the last show.
You will finish reading it. What is your problem?
I am fucking furious.
Why?
Because your ass is bleeding?
Why is your tushy all bleeding?
Mind your own business, please.
No, but why
now
is
I'm
your tushy?
Very...
That's
Let
pop culture.
Let me finish reading this!
Life.
Shut up, both of you!
No, when you say
I'm very proud of the people.
Are you including Mole and I, or do you mean Mary Jane and Mole? Or
I
how
am
did,
very
how
proud
Mary
of the
Jane
people that
Dan.
I've
I
met.
Can keep talking.
The success that social media gave to me for the past decade as well as my individual accomplishments.
You seem very passionate
about
this.
As I sit here writing this, I'm blessed with all the fucking people, fans, friends, and family that I have been able to speak to online. But...
Who's your
there
favorite
those,
one? Who's your favorite friend?
Yeah,
there are those demons like Mole
what?
That are jealous of someone's success,
what?
Large or small, and sad that they want to destroy your career.
What?
He's ripping you.
I have
you
many fond memories of meeting some of the warmest and most loving people, and then some of the most evil and wicked.
Like who?
Don't worry about who.
Who's a good person?
Don't
Stop.
Worry about it.
This is a fucking show.
You did.
You're going to listen. We're talking. You don't dominate a conversation.
I'm reading.
All right.
This is my
We're asking
speech.
Stuff about
you
this.
Shut.
We're
the fuck
asking
up
some questions.
Does people interrupt Barack Obama
yes.
while he reads his
yes,
speech?
Sometimes.
Bullshit.
Didn't somebody throw a shoe at him one time?
It's like Jerry Maguire.
Oh, my God, you guys are fucking so unprofessional.
How about you being unprofessional?
Hey, when you say that I was the bad guy online...
My computer has been hacked on Facebook as well as Twitter over a half a dozen times. Okay? I'm done with social media. Done. You guys are fucking pricks, and it's over.
Who are you talking to now? The listeners or us?
Everyone!
Scaremaster, when you say I was bad to you online, I think our fans who really are socially media savvy can tell you that I'm right there and just riding that social media wave like nobody's business.
Absolutely.
I'm everywhere. I'm just all over it. So you know that
I can't go anywhere without seeing a selfie with you.
Oh, just all over there. Just all over it.
By the way, that selfie thing, I made $16 this past week.
What?
And you just sold that show to ABC.
Absolutely. So
Based
it's a good week.
This,
all right. Now, here's what you did there.
Effective immediately, if you would like to contact me, buy a t-shirt or a skateboard deck. Because there will be no more email
will
addresses.
There be hidden messages on the
there
skateboard
There will be
decks?
No more email addresses sent to me any longer. If you want to contact me, you contact Nick Shadursky or Tom Brennan. Other than that,
I thought
no
Tom Brennan was
to
your
me.
Publicist. Why would you contact Tom Brennan?
Tom Brennan or Nick Shadursky. That's the only two people that you can contact to reach me.
Tom All right?
Unless you want to buy a fucking shirt or a skateboard deck. I don't accept any more phone calls. I don't accept any more emails.
Now, if you...
Because those have been changed.
If you buy a shirt, then will you talk to people?
In the receipt.
What do you say?
Like what will you say, yeah.
It depends on what questions they ask.
Let's say they got you two shirts and they say, do you still suck cock? How do you respond to that?
Will you write back?
I won't answer that.
You won't answer
because
that?
Because it's fucking gay. It's immoral and I won't even answer those immoral
But what
questions.
If they're asking because
still
you're
Still suck
interested.
Cock. I never sucked cock in the beginning, you fucking sick, perverted prick.
Perry, you are really saying a lot of bad things.
You goddamn right I'm saying a lot of bad things because you're convicting me and accusing me of doing it a gay act.
I don't think
I never
did, that ever.
Did
I don't,
a gay act.
I've never said that before in my life.
Are you still sucking cock? You just said that right now.
No, I said, what if somebody wrote you and said that? I have actually, if you remember correctly, I've tried to protect
exactly.
you and tell people
Scaremaster.
Not to say that.
Well, why the fuck do you bring it up?
Why
the fuck do you bring it up?
Why not?
He's not bringing it up. He's bringing up the people that bring it up.
He's not bringing it up.
Yes, I am. Perry, this is why.
This is the last show.
No, it isn't. There you go again.
This is the last fucking show.
I got a question for you.
Of your fucking demonic, evil, possessive, fucking perverted questions and perverted ways of talking to me.
All right, let me just.
We are not possessive.
We are not.
And I'm not done reading this.
Okay, let me ask you a question before you read on, or I'll talk over everything and I'll cut this out. Do you have blood in your underwear right now?
No.
Then read on.
Wait, can I make it? Can I make it?
Absolutely.
Let Mole say something.
Can you read the next section as Tex Longhorn?
Oh, that would be great.
Come on. Come on. Let me just break it up. We're trying to do a show here.
Come on, entertain.
Come on, man. All right. You're still professional.
Oh, wait a second. Look who's taking over your paper. Ladies and gentlemen, old friend, Tex Longhorn.
Like to contact me, buy a shirt or a skateboard deck to see how I'm be doing. Or contact Mr. Brennan or Mr. Shadursky on the internet there.
Hey, Tex, he's already read that part because he's already said
all right.
Do some of the other characters?
Who's that guy you went to high school with?
I've had my share of stalkers.
Do the black guy.
I've had my share of stalkers. I, Perry Caravello, will eventually be coming back to social media, bigger and stronger.
Dexter Coleman.
I'm not doing Dexter Coleman. I'm not in the mood.
We have fans, Scaremaster. They want to be show. Entertained. They've been
That's exactly
to
right.
Show.
When you you've take
been,
some,
you've
some...
been doing a lot of yelling. Do it as one of your characters.
Come on, let's
Who's
some,
the gay character you know, that you do so
guy
well?
In town. People want to hear it.
Who's the gay character that he does so well?
For now, I need to step away from the bullshit and celebrity stalking.
The worst Dexter Coleman I've
Thanks.
Ever heard.
It's terrible.
For understanding.
Dexter.
All right, let
Dexter.
Me ask you a question, Perry. Perry, sit down. Lighten the fuck up. This pressure that you're putting on yourself is unbelievable. You're bleeding from your asshole.
Why are you so? What's going on with you guys over there with the elders? Is something happening? You can make a sign. Make a sign to us that the elders are doing
Blink.
Something to your tush.
Make,
elders.
Make a face like you're pissed off if they've touched you in a bad place.
Yeah, if they're doing something inappropriate, if they're mounting you,
I'm done with doing this. This sick, perverted, immoral shit.
All right, Perry, let me ask you a question. And let be real. Settle down for a second. Take a drink. I'm going to ask you something honestly. We have 3 fucking months, and then we are done. Shut up. Do you want money? Do you want some fucking money? This is why you can't work. You're here for a fucking hour. All you got to do is mellow out. You've been on fire since you came here. And that's unprofessional. Now sit down and relax. Tell us about your ass and why it's bleeding. Tell us things that we're interested in knowing. You mentioned in your letter that you were so strong about. You mentioned that there's people that have been good. Name one good person that you've met online.
Name, I can't even. Brenda. What's Brenda's last name?
I don't know.
Lee?
Brenda from Vicaro? Your Brenda.
Brenda
from
Vicaro. She had a very deep voice.
That's why she was Kotex Maxi Pants.
I sure do. That was a good impression, you ought to add that to your act if you had an act.
I'd like to do some Dexter Coleman. And okay.
And then when we ask you to do some impressions, you didn't do
one. I don't feel good. You guys are making me sick.
We're making you sick.
I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of the Tonight Show.
All right.
Let's get it over with,
please. All right. Then here's what we'll do. It is time for the favorite thing that we've ever done on this show. It's time once again for a little thing we like to call Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Now, if you've never heard Mole Play before, Mole Play is an improv game that we play here on the Big 3 Podcast. This is where Mole will do just about everything. He's a man that does everything. He writes the scene. He casts the scene. He sets up all scenarios. What we don't know is, Mole, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Well, we're going to tackle a very big issue that's going on in America, and that is race relations that have come to a boiling point over the recent actions and interviews with Clippers owner Danald Sterling.
It's not Danald, it's Donald.
Okay, Perry, stop for a second. You know, something really irked me, and I got to say this before we get into mole play. I do agree that there are bad people out there. There are people that are coming up, and they're fucking with you, completely fucking with you, and I understand that. I would like to say that Huey Craig is going to take care of everything. I talked to him earlier today. Let me finish.
Okay.
Let me finish.
Thank you.
All right. Do you mind if I finish?
Please.
But these people that are bad, they're making it impossible because they upset you. And I'm asking the fans, please, don't fuck with Perry. You don't know what you're doing. Let the professionals do that. Am I right, Scaremaster?
They're not a part of the show.
Right. Right. Let the professionals handle this. Right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Now, Mole Play. What's going to happen on it today, Mole?
Scaremaster, can you please join Dan over here? And do me a favor. When you stand up, why don't you go ahead and try to slap those beef eaters over your other shorts?
Yeah, why don't you do that, you dumb fuck?
Wolfie, not today. He's in a bad mood and his ass is bleeding.
Yeah, that's probably from getting
what do you
fucked.
Think, what do you think that is, Scaremaster? What do you think that is?
You think it's pressure?
Of course.
Stress?
It's an ulcer.
Well, you have an ulcer?
You have an ulcer?
Yes.
When? How could you possibly have an ulcer?
How could I possibly have an ulcer?
Yeah.
With all the pressure I got to deal with?
What pressure do you have?
Oh, please.
Do you have a job? Do you have a wife? Do you have children? Do you have a dog? You don't have any pressure.
I don't have pressure.
No, you don't.
He's got children.
Sure.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to do anything with her because he never talks to her.
Yeah, but also he killed those other children. Nathaniel,
yeah, that's so true. He absolutely has murdered numerous people.
Yeah, I've murdered nobody.
Okay.
How's your balance?
It sucks.
Yeah, it doesn't look good at all, that's for sure. What's this? I'm moving it for you.
You don't need to fucking touch it.
I was moving it for
you.
You
don't need to fucking touch it.
You don't need to fucking touch it. How do you like that?
Turn on, Scaremaster. That can't help
you. I smell blood in there. What's going on?
Where's my dolly?
Where's your doll? Your dolly's right here.
That's a nice dolly, Mary Jane.
Thank you. I love my dolly.
Hi, my name's Mary Jane, and I'm a girl.
No. Hello, my name's Mary Jane, and I'm a girl.
Yes, you are a girl, Mary. All right, it looks as though Perry is in his place. Now, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole
Well,
Play
we
mole?
Take you to the next interview with Danald Sterling, where he's talking about his racism to a camera. But who walks in? None other than awesome black dude Dexter Coleman, who's about to put Danald Sterling in his place. Dan, you're Danald. Scaremaster, you're Derek. Mole Play.
V, I'll talk to you later. I know we have no sex. I know that it's just me being a kind billionaire. I never even thought about having sexual intercourse. Oh, who is this?
Say, man.
What is
what
your
are you
name?
Talking about?
What is your name?
Man, I thought I was going to be auditioning to be a fucking basketball star on your team called the Clippers. And you talking about gay shit? Man, I don't even know if I want to play for your team.
I don't know
fool.
Where you got the thing about gay shit.
Dexter Coleman decides he's going to change Danald Sterling's feelings about African American men. He tells him how cool they are. Right.
Man, you have a problem with us black people?
I don't have a problem at all.
Then why are you talking shit about my friend Magic Johnson and talking shit about V. Stefaniano and...
Well, she's not black, first of all, and she's kind of a cock tease. I'll be honest with you. I'm a billionaire. I could fuck anything I want.
He looks at Dexter and is the... Is
man,
the
I give a rat's ass about how much fucking money you have, motherfucker.
Oh, really?
Man, I used to live in Palm Springs, motherfucker. There was millionaires and billionaires all over that fucking desert.
Well, I'll bet.
I didn't give a shit or a fucking rat's ass about any of their fucking cocksucking money out there, motherfucker.
What is your name,
sir? I'm tired of your fucking shit.
I'm tired of your
fucking attitude. And get the flying fuck out of here, fool.
You're in my office. I believe you'd have to leave first.
I'm out of here.
He looks at him and he stops him from leaving.
Wait. You make a lot of good points there. What is your name?
And suddenly Danald feels differently about African American men and lets Dexter know that he feels something in his heart.
Mr. Coleman.
Mr.
Falling
Coleman.
In love.
Mr. Coleman, I'll tell you this. I was very upset with Magic Johnson because what Magic did is he wanted to buy my Clippers. But you know what? I look at you and I feel funny. I feel like that V cunt won't give me any pussy. May touch your leg.
Motherfucker, you really touch my leg again. I'll break your fucking hand.
May touch
your leg.
He
reaches in for a kiss.
Give me a kiss. Give me a kiss.
I'll break your fucking face. You try to kiss me, you cocksucking faggot.
It's a good kiss.
Give me a kiss. It's cool. Give me a kiss. It's all right.
Dexter Coleman, just give him a kiss on the cheek. Daniel Sterling gets on top of Dexter.
Do it.
Perry, don't be a fucking idiot.
Don't break character.
Don't fucking push me.
Dexter Coleman.
Don't be fucking push me, motherfucker. And I ain't into that shit.
Then don't grab my hand.
I ain't into that gay shit, motherfucker. Oh, I got a bad place to be.
Have you ever tried it? Have you ever tried it?
I'm never going to try it, and I'm never going to do it.
Why is your asshole bleeding? That's all I have to ask.
I got issues.
You need tissues for your issues.
Wait a minute. Did you just say, do you need tissues for your issues?
I don't know. I think I did.
Don't worry about my problems.
Give me a kiss.
Motherfucker, don't.
Just a quick peck. Not passionate. Like, shit. Like Italian kiss.
No!
Kiss on the cheek.
No!
Italians do it all the time.
God, you're fucking gay. I'm out of here.
Let me ask you this.
Just smell each other's
bungholes. Do you think that Mario Andretti, when he won the Indianapolis 500, do you think he got a kiss from other men? Yes, he did.
Mario Andretti does.
Oh!
Whoa.
Well, that's mole play.
Mole play, mole play. Let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play. Let's play mole play. Mole play!
Because he's a family friend, I don't give a flying fuck.
Wait a minute, Mario Andretti is a family friend?
Yeah.
You want me to hold that?
No.
You want me to help you with it? Here.
Fucking let go!
I'm helping you, you stupid fuck!
You know, if I ask for your help, that's one thing.
God, you're a despicable. Here, let me just help you. What are you grabbing me for?
You don't need to grab my fucking pouch!
You don't know what I need to grab and what I don't need to grab? You have no idea what I need to do. Why don't you ask me what I need to do? I need to grab your pouch. I need to grab your pouch.
Why? So you can fucking break it?
He wants to see what's in it.
I just want to touch it. I don't want to feel the quality of the material. Let me just pet your pouch. Let me pet your pouch. Let me pet your pouch.
Hey, if you want to
pet Perry's pouch,
well, your P.O.
You know,
box.
I got to tell you this. This might be the worst show ever done ever. And you know why? Sit down, dumb fuck.
No.
You got to say goodbye.
Ciao.
All right. That's it. That is fucking it. Sit down right now. Sit down.
He's calling Nick.
Call Nick, call Tom, call the president. I give a flying fuck.
Okay.
No respect, no show.
Last chance. Sit down.
Perry, please sit down now.
Sit down.
Motherfuckers.
Hey, to get a hold of me on the social media.
Okay, how can they get in touch with you on the social media? How can that happen, Mole?
I can get into Walter Malinsky, but I think I'm going to go back, maybe go back to my Italian roots, my Tony Barber's.
You're going to go, no. Why are we doing this? You are going off the social media. You're changing your name. You are going completely off the social media when we need to have the people on our side right now. And then you do this bullshit. This is bullshit, Scaremaster. Fuck. I'm tired of your fucking behavior. I really am tired of your behavior. Mary Jane, how can people get in touch with you?
A with the circle, SMOKINGMARYJANE. Thank you.
Mole, how can people get in touch with you?
I'm Walter Malinsky of Facebook. And yeah.
Okay, Perry, how can people get in touch with you on the social media?
ScaryPerrySkateboards.com. Period.
Okay. I have not only Nick on the phone, but I have your publicist, Tom. Are you guys there?
I'm here. I'm here.
Okay.
Hey, Tom and Nick.
Tom and Nick.
All right.
Your client has been the rudest fucking guy from the beginning of the show. He had some paper he had to read where he's retiring from the social media, something we need.
And then all he talks about, he teases us with his story about his ass bleeding. Then he won't even tell us why.
It's because of his bagpipes.
Oh, that sounds pretty bad.
I need you guys
What's going on, man?
I got you in trouble with your management people.
On the good side, he did get a new endorsement deal.
Now, before I tell you how to get in touch with me on the social media, I got a couple things I'd like to remind people of. Remember, the weekend of August 15th, we'd like everybody to come out here. We're going to need you as atmosphere in our pilot/big 3 series. We don't know what it's going to be yet. Hopefully, it's something big. We're going to need you to come out during that time and, you know, stay for the Monday the 18th show. And over at the Ding Dong Show, and special guest, Scary Perry Caravello. Also, our big whoop-de-doo store is opening pretty soon. I'm sorry that it's a little late. Prince Vince has been helping us out with that a lot. That's at www.simplydownthepodcastnetworkstore.com. I'd also like to send out birthday greetings to a very good friend who he's actually the guy that helped us get all the Big Three dolls. They're going to be on that store for sale. That's Justin Spade. Now, his birthday's June 5th, but by the time we have our next show out there, his birthday will have already passed. So send out a happy birthday to him. Now, if you do want to get in touch with me on the social network, my Twitter is SimplyDon1, Facebook I'm at Don Bears, Instagram I'm at SimplyDon1, and my Vine videos, Don Barris. If you want to see me perform live every night at the world famous comedy store, come on by. I usually close the show. And on Monday nights, the Ding Dong Show, 10 p.m. Well, guys, let's bring this home. Here we go. Big 3. Goodbye. Yeah,